Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Hello there, India and China and Egypt and Africa. Hello to New Zealand and to our fighting men in the Solomons. Calling Alaska, the Aleutians, and our ships at sea. Greetings to Uncle Sam's nurses and civilian workers, and to all you guys in the Pacific and the Atlantic. Salutations to South and Central America, and to our friends in all the United Nations, from Pearl Harbor to Palestine, from Stalingrad to Sydney, from New Caledonia to Newfoundland, and from the North Pole to the South Pole and around the equator. It's Command Performance with music and laughter from America. And speaking of time, it's time to tell that your lovely MC is Linda Darnell.
Thank you, Don Wilson, and hiya, fellas. Here's a little something for each one of you who has a special girlfriend in the USA. Oh, well, that was a kiss, just in case you've got static trouble. You know, fellas... Thank you, Don. You know, fellas, Hollywood has all turned around. Because it used to be that the fans collected autographs from the stars. But take it from this gal, today the stars are your fans. And they're mighty proud of those autographs on those swell letters you send to Command Performance. Well, right now, we have a four-letter gal who has won her letters from the Army, Navy, Marines, and the Coast Guard. And fellows, here she is, Virginia O'Brien.
Thank you, Linda, and love to Corporal Adler and the cousins at APO 856. To Alan with the U.S. Marines somewhere in the Pacific. Hello to Alibaba and the 40 thieves in that hut at APO 944. And to four medical sergeants to APO 835. Hi there, Davis, APO 813. To Sergeant Eaton somewhere in Egypt. For that big gang of you in the British Isles and for all of you, here's a sweet little lullaby for the kiddies of 1942. It was just a birthday party, out to have some innocent fun. And when I wasn't looking, it slipped up on me. And now the damage is done. Oh, did I get thinking at the Club Savoy? Did I get thinking I was Myrna Loy? Did I get mingling with the hoi polloi? Boy, did I get stinking at the Club Savoy. Did I get clubby with the guy with Jack? He wound up giving me a piggyback. He had me swinging on the chandelier. Boy, did I get tighter than a mouse's ear. Edie was a lady. A lady is right. I thought I was a lady until last night. But did I get stinking at the Club Savoy? Did I get sailing with the ship ahoy? And going home I met a sweet convoy. Boy, did I get stinking at the Club Savoy. Oh, 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 oh. I really wasn't thinking when I started into drinking, and I wound up getting stinking at the Club Savoy. Oh, 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 you really would have died when I started getting fried, and I wound up getting pied at the Club Savoy. Started out with scotches, then switched to rye, then a little bitty, bitty zombie. My, oh, my, oh, my. Today my head is floating in a fog. It really shouldn't happen to a dog. Today my life is not a thing of joy. Boy, did I get stinking. Did I really get stinking? Did I really get stinking at the
Thank you, Virginia O'Brien. And thanks to you, Walter Sharp, for conducting the Republic Studio Orchestra. Next, fellas, in answer to hundreds of your letters, Command Performance presents one of Mother Nature's strangest experiments. A figure who, in many respects, resembles a human being. The world's most intelligent moron, America's newest zany, Wacky Zero Marcel.
Thank you, L.A.N.D. Linda Darnell, and hello, boys. I come up here tonight to tell you what's going on this amazing phenomenon known as the radio. Seems that there's a chap on the radio whose name is J.J. Agony, and he runs this Goodwill Hour, and thousands... mental. Thousands of people come up and ask him all kinds of questions, and he's been successfully answering their questions for 2 years until this one character came up and asked him a question which Agony couldn't answer, thank God. He said to him like this. Mr. Agony, my name is VP. And I came to this country when I was a boy of two, and I opened up a little candy store. The store flourished. I married a good woman. As a result, I achieved 4 children. A good woman. And it all happened some 2 years ago. I was walking in the streets when a safe fell on my head. Naturally, I was taken to the hospital, a sick man. While there, I learned that my hitherto faithful wife, Bobo, had left me. She had taken the 4 boys with her, the one with the 2 heads and the other boys. She had taken my shaving kit, my personal belongings, my kids, my valuables. I soon got well, and while walking out of the hospital, I slipped on the steps and I broke both my legs. So I went back into the hospital. And while there, I learned further that my store had burnt down, my insurance had lapses, my bank had failed, no Kleenex. I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, so I come to you, Mr. Agony, with this. What I want to know is, have I got a problem? Or in the words of the immortal poet, philosopher, educator, James Durante, who once told me in E flat this. So I go into this dentist office, and there's a guy sitting in a chair. And I notice that one side of his mouth is perfect, but on the other side I notice that he's got a 1 tooth, 1 tooth, 1 tooth, 1 tooth. So I goes up to him and I says, I don't understand. One side of your mouth is perfect, but on the other side, I notice that you've got a 1 tooth, 1 tooth, 1 tooth, 1 tooth, 1 tooth, 1 tooth. So he said to me, it is true, my friend, that one side of my mouth is perfect. But then on the other side, I've got... One tooth, half tooth, no tooth, the whole tooth, one tooth, the half tooth, no tooth, the cavity, one tooth, the half tooth, no tooth. So he said to me, why do I need both sides of my mouth perfect when I speak out of one side of my mouth? But I still don't understand. Why should one side of his mouth be perfect? And on the other side, he's got... I want to have to know to...
Oh, thank you, Zero. Say, they don't call him Zero for nothing. Well, gang, it's the Jersey bounce time on command performance. So, for Corporal Hervey over there in Hawaii, for the 12 sharpshooters from Harlem, for you guys at APO 1221, and for all of you everywhere, here's that great band, Erskine Hawkins and the Jersey Bounce. Take it, boys.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Hawkins, for that swell, swell tune. Well, men, on command performance, rumors don't mean a thing, because we get our facts straight from your letters. And one fact that hundreds of you swear to is that you're crazy about a certain song and a certain girl. So here's that certain pair, Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage, and Virginia O'Brien.
She's only only a bird in a gilded cage, a beautiful sight to see. And her beauty was sold for an old man's gold. She's a bird in a gilded cage. She's only a bird. She's only a bird in a gilded cage. A beautiful sight, a beautiful sight, a beautiful sight, a beautiful sight to see. I said a beautiful sight to see. You may think that she's happy and free from all care. She's not, though she seems to be, to be, to be, to be. Tis sad, tis sad, tis sad when you think of her wasted life. For you cannot mate with age. Her beauty was sold. Her beauty was sold to a man with a beard for his doggone gold. I wonder where she found him. She's just a bird in a gilded cage. Hep, hep. She sold her soul for an old man's gold. Hep, hep. She found that youth could never mate with age. She's a bird in a gilded cage.
Thank you, Virginia. That was swell. Well, men, hundreds of you, like you six men in that radio shack somewhere in Hawaii, the gang at St. Thomas, and you sailors and Marines throughout the world, well, hundreds of you are bombarding command performance with letters asking for a certain red-haired problem child from Indiana. That child is with us tonight. And when I say that Harriet Hilliard and Truman Bradley come along to watch his manners, that's just the same as saying, fellas, here's Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Linda Darnell. Gee, Linda Darnell. She reminds me of that song, you know, Is This Worth Fighting For? Well, gang, I sure would like to thank you for the swell letters you've sent in. And you've asked a lot about what's Junior been doing lately. Well, I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed. But I haven't time because right now a lady and her little boy are walking around downtown. And Junior's become separated from his mother. So, Harriet Hilliard, you be my mother and I'll be the mean little kid. Hey, Mommy, Mommy, I am lost, I am lost. Come and get me, Mommy, where is you? You better come and get me before I join the Marines. Mommy, I am lost.
Hello there, little boy, are you lost?
Yeah, why don't you pay attention?
Now, don't you cry, little man, here's a penny. Don't you want a penny?
Make it a nickel. I had really lost.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe I can help you, Sonny. What does your mother look like, huh?
I could tell you, but you wouldn't believe it.
Well, is she tall or short or thin or fat?
Yes, she is.
You mean she's tall, short, thin, and fat?
Yeah, she just don't care.
Tell me, Sonny, is she blonde or brunette?
Well, that depends on how she feels when she get up in the morning. Oh, here she come now. Thanks a lot, Bub. Hello.
There you are.
Yeah,
aren't
here
you?
I is. Yeah. I wasn't for a minute, though.
Junior.
Hmm?
Who's this good-looking man you're talking to?
Mommy, you ain't working at the chili bowl no more.
Well, anyway, I'm glad I found you.
Oh, no, you're not. You were trying to lose me. I am lost.
No, you're not. I'm with you.
How do you like that we both lost?
Oh, stop acting silly, Junior.
How do you like that? You were trying to lose me. I knew it all.
Don't be so silly. I've tried that before. Come on, now. Stand on the curb till the light changes. Okay. You won't cause any excitement that way.
Oh, I won't, huh? Hey, look, everybody, I just yapped.
Junior! All right, now, the light changed. Come on, hurry up.
I ain't tired. All we've been doing is walking.
Well, Mommy has to lose a little weight. I'm getting a little bit chubby.
A bit chubby, you say.
Well, yes, do you think I'm more than chubby?
I could answer that, but who am I to get the state guard out of bed at this time of the night?
Well, Mother has to lose weight, you know.
Yeah, I know about you. I just lost 4 pounds myself. Gee, I'm getting so skinny that dogs follow me around and smack their lip. Every time I shake my leg, it cracks like a whip.
Oh, come on now, Junior. You can walk faster than that.
No, I can't. I'm losing me with a pants.
How could you lose your pants? You're wearing a belt and suspenders, aren't you?
Sure, look.
Junior, you're supposed to fasten the belt and suspenders to your pants.
Now she tells me.
Now, you see?
What's
the
that?
Light changed. We're stuck in the middle of the street.
No.
Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do?
I don't know. I don't have a fresh idea. Oh, my.
All right, lady. Can't hold up traffic all day.
Oh, I'm so sorry, officer.
Hey, are you a traffic cop?
What do I look like? A beef stew?
Well, you was beefing, and I'll bet you 2-1 you stew.
Junior!
Move along, you're jaywalkers.
No, we ain't. We American citizens. We pay our bills right after the fourth notice.
All right, lady, move along.
What are you bawling us out for? You should be down the street. A big truck hit 3 pedestrians.
Big truck just hit 3 pedestrians?
Yeah, them new bomb sights are pretty good, ain't they?
Oh, a wise guy, hey? Now take your kid and move along, lady.
Don't yell at my mommy. She's a taxpayer. Show him the receipt, mommy. Go ahead. We move when we at wedding.
Junior, get up off of that street.
I won't get it dirty.
Junior, get up off of that street. You want a car to run over you and get a puncture or something?
I think I better give you a ticket.
Get her one. I always get in for nothing, you know.
Junior, I told you to get up off of that street.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my widow. You broke my widow.
Broke your little what?
That you did. That you did.
Well, are you moving along?
Yeah, but tell me, please, are you a public servant?
Yes, why?
Could I have a glass of water? I don't know.
Ah, this has gone far enough. I'll carry you to the other side
Here,
of the street.
Put me down. Put me down. Put me down.
Stop kicking me in the stomach.
Boy, you a chubby little rascal, ain't you? Boy, I bet when you come upstairs, half of you still down in the basement.
Stop kicking me in the stomach.
I can't. I'm sending a message to the natives. Oh, boy, I am hot today.
Now, run along.
Okay, thanks for the lift, bub. Me little feet were kind of tired.
Oh,
kinda...
that's okay.
Okay, don't you want your badge back?
My badge? Why, you...
Ladies are present, ladies are present.
Now, Junior, Mother wants to talk to you.
What?
What you did to that policeman wasn't nice.
What?
Why do you do things like that? Why?
I don't know. Why don't you see me lawyer?
Oh, there.
Oh, you really connected that time, right? Look, I look like I'm going to have to practice up on my ducking. Boy, twice in one afternoon is too much, boy.
Now, you just walk like a little gentleman.
No, I tell you, walk ahead. I'll see you later. Look like you pick on somebody who's tired.
Oh, come on.
No?
Oh, never mind. You just stay here. I'm going in this ice cream parlor.
Ice cream parlor, she says. Don't get any sawdust on you, Murray.
This is an ice cream parlor.
Yes, I
do. This time.
So it is. So it is. Well, I forgive you what you've done for me. And I have me with yourself again.
That's what I thought. Now let's go home.
No, I want some ice cream.
No.
You buy me some Tutti Frutti or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you was kicked out of the campfire, girls, because you had no spark, plug.
That's a fib. I got kicked out because I couldn't tie knots.
Oh, don't kid me. You can tie knots. Either that or pop the yogi.
Now listen to me. Are you going to walk, or am I going to have to carry you like you were a helpless little baby?
Would you? Oh, look, a bakery shop. Can I look in the window?
Well, yes, but don't flatten your nose out so
much. Okay.
Don't you know if you lean against the glass window, it will break?
No.
I don't know why you do these things. No. I never broke windows when I was your age.
That's because when you was my age, you didn't have glass.
Now, you just stand here, and I'll go inside and pay the man for the window.
Okay, okay. Well, here I is, all alone. Everybody move back. Boy, me widow hands are just itching for action. Oh, look at that office building with a revolving door. I think I get just enough time for a couple of rounds. That's why I do it. Uh-oh. Here comes a man with an armful of bundles. He looks pretty good for tripping, too. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will twist him with what... Well, well, drunk again, huh?
I do believe you did that on purpose, didn't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry, sir. Junior, get away from those bundles.
I did looking over the stuff he bought. No, nothing there we can use.
Get away from me, you little pest.
Don't you
I
hit
ought
me.
To give you a good sound thrashing.
You touch a hair of his head and I'll scratch your eyes out.
Oh, boy, a fight. Atta boy, Mummy. Sick him, sick him, sick him.
Don't worry, madam, don't worry. I wouldn't touch that brat of yours with a 10-foot pole. Goodbye.
Hey, Mummy.
What?
I guess I shouldn't make the door go so fast, hmm?
Don't worry, he probably deserves it, the big brute. Come on, I'm going to buy you all the ice cream you can eat.
What? Ain't it marvelous what women will do when they love somebody?
Well, fellas, this is Linda Darnell thanking each one of you for this date tonight. Personally, I think it was much too short. But then we'll be short-waving again next week to you men who keep the stars and stripes long-waving over there. And before that last good night, I'm very proud to answer a sweet request from Parisi, Booth, Hughes, and Boas at APO 868 for me to simply say hello. Hiya, fellas. And love to Berkowitz at APO 957, to Buddy Casino at Fort Clayton, and a double order of love to the whole AEF from the whole USA. So long.
Command performance presented by the War Department of the United States of America, in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and Local 47 AFM. The greatest entertainers in America come to your big show, men, to answer those swell letters to command performance care of this station. Until next week, then, this is Don Wilson speaking for Uncle Sam, the fellow who's going to make the Axis yell, Uncle. So long, gang.